So in their labs, they looked at the composition of the human body and they found out that it's made of copper and sulfur and iron and carbon and oxygen and hydrogen. They brought those elements and they mixed them together with the same ratio that exists in our body. And then they kept on sending some electrical shocks on it, thinking that that would give it life. It is not our body that makes us alive. Our body is dirt. It belongs to this earth. What makes us alive is the secret which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in us. And that is the soul, ar-ruh. And that is something we don't know about. That is the difference between life and death. Ar-ruh. That is why when Musa and the magicians were competing, the magicians were throwing their sticks and they were making those sticks look like snakes through optical illusion. But with Musa, his stick turned into an actual living snake because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls life. So Allah put life in that stick and it became a snake. But with the magicians, all what they could do is fool the people through an optical illusion because they do not have the power to put life. And when they saw what was happening with the stick of Musa, they knew that this is a miracle and they immediately became Muslim because they knew that this is something outside the capacity and the capability of the human being. So the soul is what gives us life. And this is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. This is knowledge that belongs to Allah. This is an issue that belongs to Allah. When the soul entered into the body of Adam, the first thing that happened is he sneezed. When the soul entered into his body, Adam sneezed. لما خلق الله آدم ونفخ فيه الروح عطس. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and he blew the soul into him, Adam sneezed. فقال الحمد لله. Adam said, الحمد لله. Praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ. The mercy of Allah be upon you. The first thing that happened to Adam was the deliverance of mercy unto him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself told Adam, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ. The mercy of Allah be upon you. That was the first thing that was told to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He had the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, اذهب إلى أولئك الملائكة إلى نفر منهم جلوس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, go to those angels who are sitting over there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam to go to those angels and to deliver salam to them. اذهب إلى أولئك الملائكة إلى نفر منهم جلوس فقل السلام عليكم. Go to those angels who are sitting over there and tell them, Assalamu alaikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching Adam, go to those angels and tell them, Assalamu alaikum. Adam went up to the angels and he said, Assalamu alaikum. قالوا وعليك السلام ورحمة الله. He went to the angels, he told them, Assalamu alaikum. They said, عليك السلام وعليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you and His mercy be upon you and His blessings be upon you. So Adam came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told him, إِنَّ هَذِهِ تَحِيَّتُكَ وَتَحِيَّتُ بَنِيكَ بَيْنَهُمْ. This is your greeting and this is the greeting of your descendants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us our greeting from the beginning and it was taught to Adam alayhi salam. And this is the greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for the children of Adam. It is Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Not hi, hello, good morning, or good night, or what's up. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. First. And then after that, after you deliver the peace, subhanAllah, look at the beauty of Islam. We are spreading peace. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Rasulullah ﷺ says, spread peace among you. Spread peace. Whenever you see somebody, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Alhamdulillah on the ni'mah of being Muslim. After you say Assalamu alaikum and you receive the blessing of the your brother telling you wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then you are free to use any greeting you want, whether it is hi or hello or good morning or good afternoon or shtorosti or saha khubas or kumustas or whatever you want. Sabah al khair. In the beginning, assalamu alaykum, and then after that you could use any greeting you want, because we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to tell the sahaba, for example, kayfa asbaht. Kayfa asbaht is like saying good morning. But in the beginning, it needs to be assalamu alaykum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أشرك آباؤنا من قبل وكنا ذرية من بعدهم أفتهلكنا بما فعل المبطلون.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, am I not your Lord? They said, yes, we testify. Lest you should say on the day of resurrection, verily we have been unaware of this. This is talking about a very important concept, and that is al-mithaq, the covenant. Do you know that there is an agreement between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you know that there is a covenant between us and Allah, an agreement? This ayah is talking about that agreement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a covenant with us. And that is, we worship no one but Him. And we witnessed upon ourselves that we shall not worship anyone but Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lest you should say on the day of judgment that we are unaware of this. Don't say. In other words, don't say on the day of judgment, I didn't know about that. We have given this covenant. Two explanations have been given to this ayah. One explanation says that this covenant is the covenant of fitrah. Fitrah is the original state. Every one of us has an original state, and that original state is Islam. Al-fitrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us on fitrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everyone is born on the fitrah of Islam, on the original creation of Islam, and then their parents make them a Christian or a Jew or a Zoroastrian. But in the beginning we are Muslim. Every one of us is Muslim, and that's why many who embrace Islam, they don't like to be called converts. They say we never converted to Islam. We reverted. We reverted to Islam. Because we were Muslim in the beginning, and then we lost it, and then we came back to it again. So we are reverts. Because every one of us started out as a Muslim, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next explanation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out the seed of Adam, everyone, every one of us, from Adam until the day of judgment, every one of us. And we were placed in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, am I your Lord? And we said yes. And that is mentioned in a hadith. Now, the only reason why we have another opinion is that is because some of the ulama critique this hadith. Some of them accept it as strong and some don't. But the hadith is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَخَذَ الْمِيثَاقَ مِنْ ظَهْرِ آدَمَ بِنُعْمَانَ يَوْمَ عَرَفَهُ وَأَخْرَجَ مِنْ صُلْبِهِ كُلَّ ذُرِّيَّةٍ ذَرَأَهَا فَنَثَرَهُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ كَالذَّرِّ ثُمَّ كَلَّمَهُمْ قُبُلًا قَالَ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى. Allah has taken the covenant in Nu'man, the day of Arafah. Allah has taken out of Adam all of his seed and scattered them in his hand like pearls. Then Allah asked them, isn't it that I am your Lord? They said yes. According to this hadith, every one of us has spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, yes, you are our Lord, and we will worship nobody but you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he taught Adam all of the names. In tafsir it mentions, and this is the opinion of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the names of everything. The nouns and the verbs and the adjectives, all the names. And if we take this literally, it would mean that he knew the names of everything. But then there's another meaning that is mentioned also. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the ability to identify objects and to designate names for these objects. And that is the ability of speaking a language. Again, it's the ability to identify objects and to designate names for these objects. And we find that that is a human ability. We have different languages in the world. And all of these languages were founded by human beings by giving names to objects and then finding verbs and adjectives to tie these things together. Now imagine that we did not have this ability. So you want to tell your friend about a tree. You cannot name and identify that object, so what you have to do is take him to the tree. Or you want to tell him about an apple. You cannot describe the apple, you have to bring an apple to him and start pointing at it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the son of Adam this ability, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human and he taught him bayan, the ability of speaking, speech. This is an ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the angels. The angels only know specific knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them because they do not need this knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them what they need. They get orders, they receive orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they do what they're commanded. يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. But because the human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him for the khilafah on earth and imarat al-ard, to the establishment of the khilafah on earth and to establish this earth and live in it. That ability is necessary for us. Imagine how our life would be. Actually, we wouldn't be living if we didn't have the ability to identify objects and name them. This is a necessity for us to communicate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the son of Adam that ability. So we're able to name things, and you find out that we're producing every now and then thousands and thousands of objects, and we're designating names to these objects. Microphone, speakers, all of these are new names. But the son of Adam is able, and throw 1,000 things in the market, we have the ability to find names for them. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam all of the names. ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And then Allah made a test and presented some objects on the angels.
فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Tell me the names of these if you are true, if you are truthful, if you are right. Because the angels, they said at the beginning, why are you going to create a human being who will cause bloodshed and corruption? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this test and told the angels to identify these objects. What did the angels say?
قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ.
They said, glory be to you. We have no knowledge but the knowledge that you have given us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are the most knowledgeable and the all-wise. And now it's Adam's turn to go through the test.
قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئُهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ.
Oh Adam, tell them these names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ.
And when he told them the names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, "Didn't I tell you that I know the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth, and I know what you conceal, what you reveal and what you conceal." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all knowledge. So Allah is telling the angels, there is a hikmah for the creation of Adam you don't know. There is a hikmah that you don't know. And that is a lesson for us. Whenever we see something that we're not able to understand or comprehend, we need to understand that Allah has a wisdom behind it. There is a hikmah, there is a wisdom behind every action. There is a hikmah behind everything. Because many times, human beings fall into that trap of questioning why some events are happening. I mean, why is this happening? And we question qadr, and we question misery, and we question disease, and we question disasters, and we question wars. Why are these things happening? We need to realize that Allah has the wisdom in everything that is happening around us. There's a reason. We don't know it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. So that's the story of the names. Adam was alone. هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you were created from one self, one nafs, one soul. And that is Adam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created out of Adam his mate, Hawa. And then the hadith tells us that Hawa was created from the rib of Sayyidina Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person. And from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And then Rasulullah ﷺ says in the hadith, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. فإن المرأة خلقت من ضلع. وإن أعوج شيء في الضلع أعلاه. فإن ذهبت تقيمه كسرته. وإن تركته لم يزل أعوج فاستوصوا بالنساء خيرا. متفق عليه. Rasulullah ﷺ says, take good care of women. Women were created from a rib, and the most bent part of the rib is the top of it. If you try to make it straight, you'll break it. And if you leave it, it will remain bent, so take good care of women. If we understand this hadith, the communication between men and women would be much better and easier. Adam and Hawa were living in Jannah. They had all of Jannah. But there was one exception. And that is the tree. One tree. Now what type of tree is this? Apple tree? Banana tree? Asking this question to start with is part of ilm la yanfa. Knowledge that does not benefit. Going into this is part of the knowledge that does not benefit, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention it in Quran. The details of these stories are not mentioned in the Quran. What type of tree was it? What's the name of it? How long it was? I mean, just like, for example, in the story of the people of the cave. To show you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about knowledge that would benefit us, but sometimes we try to go into areas that would not benefit us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it, and we try to go and investigate. In the story of the young men when they went in the cave, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذُرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. It says that their dog was spreading its arms on the entrance of the cave. Some started questioning what type of dog was it, and what's the color of the dog. Some of them said it's white, and some of them said it's black, and some of them said no, it's a mixture of black and white. I mean, what kind of benefit can we learn from this knowledge? Nothing. The reason why the stories are mentioned in Quran are not as a historical account, but they are mentioned for the ibrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they may contemplate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. These are lessons for the ones of understanding. So the tree was mentioned in Quran, شَجَرَةُ الْخُلْدِ. It's just a tree. But we do not know what kind of tree was it and where it was and what, how tall it was. And we don't know those details. It was a tree. That is the only part of Jannah Adam and Hawa were not supposed to touch. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And we said, O Adam, live and your mate in Jannah and eat from it wherever you want, but do not touch this tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaytan gave Adam waswasa. Waswasa is some hidden speech that he's delivering in one's mind. Evil inspiration. What did Shaytan tell Adam? Did he tell Adam, go and eat from the tree Allah told you don't touch? Did he tell Adam, go and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did he tell him, go and commit haram? He knew how to deal with the human being.
فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَىٰ.
He said, shall I tell you about the tree that will give you infinite life, eternity, and will give you the greatest kingdom that will not end? Shaytan knows our points of weakness. And that's where he attacks from. He didn't go to Adam bluntly and tell him, go and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, otherwise Adam wouldn't have done it. He told him, this tree would give you continuous life, eternal life, and it would give you kingdom. Adam and Hawa, they ate from that tree, and because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them down to earth. Whenever you read this ayah, or hear about this story, do you ever wonder, how could such a great Nabi commit such a mistake? Do you ever wonder, how come? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, don't touch from that tree, and then he went and ate from it. Do you ever wonder, how could that happen? I think some of you may have that idea. How come? This is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how could he do that? By the way, at that time he was not a Nabi yet, but later in earth he became of the Anbiya. Instead of thinking about why Adam did so, why not think about yourself that you are committing sins and mistakes? It is much more difficult to understand how we can commit sins. Because with Adam, he did not have any experience whatsoever. He did not know about Shaitan. He had only knowledge about Shaitan, but he had no experience with him. And experience is different than knowledge. With Adam, he knew that Shaitan is his enemy, but he never experienced it. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Laysa al-khabar kal-mu'ayanah." Knowing the news is not like seeing it. Adam had the knowledge, but he didn't have any experience with Shaytan yet. We know what happened to Adam, and we know what caused by Shaytan, and we have seen a history, long history of mankind, and we're still committing the same mistake again and again. We should question that. We should not question the fact that Adam committed this mistake. Because for Adam it was a very innocent mistake. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Because Adam did not have any experience yet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this to be a test for Adam so that he can learn from it. And this could be experience for Adam to prepare him, because he will be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a preparation for Adam. Allah is preparing him, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing Dawood through the mistake that he committed, and we're going to talk about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing Dawood for the position of Khilafah, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him go through that judgment, and he made a mistake in it, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected that mistake for him. They say that Dawood, after the mistake, was better than he was before. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing Adam, so that he would go through this experience and learn from it, and would prepare him for living on this earth, to realize that Shaytan, Iblis, is your enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, get you down all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam and Hawa to get out of Jannah. In Arabic, there is singular, which is for one, and then there is another form for two, and then there is plural for three and more. In English, we have only singular and plural. Singular is for one, plural is for how many? Two or more. In English, if you are talking about two people, you say they, you don't say he. They, two of them. But in Arabic, plural is not two. Plural is three or more. There is another form that is used for the two. Adam and Hawa are two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to them in the plural form. Ihbitu, all of you descend down from Jannah. In a plural form, but they were only two. Al-Farra says, one of the Mufassirin, he says, because this command is to Adam and his wife and all of us with them. All of us were in Jannah. That's where we were. But because of Iblis and Shaitan, and that mistake, we all came down to dunya. So we do not really belong to dunya. This is not where we belong to. We are here for a temporary time. We belong to al-akhirah. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. On earth will be a dwelling place for you and an enjoyment for a time. You're going to stay there for a while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam some words to learn.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Then Adam received from his Lord words, and his Lord pardoned him and accepted his repentance. Verily, he is the one who forgives. So Allah taught Adam words to say. Allah taught Adam a dua to say. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. What was this dua?
قَالَا رَبَّنَا وَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they said, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you forgive us not and bestow not upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers. We have wronged ourselves. Look at this dua. Very important dua, and please memorize it and use it, because it is the dua of the sinners. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. We have committed wrong. And we have harmed ourselves by this wrong. We're not harming Allah. We're harming our own selves. فَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you do not have forgiveness on us and mercy, we would be of the losers. If you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we would be losers. We need you, O Allah. So please, O Allah, we beg you to forgive us and have mercy on us. This is dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam and Hawa. Adam, when he was created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stroked his back. So all of the descendants of Adam came out from the back of Adam. We don't know in which form they came out, but they all fell down from his back. All of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put some light between their eyes. Adam said, who are they? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are your descendants. So Adam looked at one of them, and he saw some bright shining light between his eyes, and he liked it, and he liked him. So Adam said, who is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, this is one of your descendants who's going to come in the end of time. His name is Dawood. Subhanallah, Allah telling Adam, this is Dawood. It's towards the end of time. Where are we living then? Adam said, kam umruh? What's his age? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 60 years old. Adam loved him. This is one of his children, one of his descendants. Subhanallah, all of us are the children of Adam. He views us all as his children, his descendants. Even though there's thousands of years between Adam and Dawood, but he loved him. So he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give him 40 years from my life. He said, oh Allah, give him 40 years from my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam, then it would be written down and sealed. In other words, are you sure? Adam said, yes. So it was prescribed and sealed. That's it. This happened when Adam was created, very early in time. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. That's the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam he would live. So now Adam is living in dunya and years are passing by. Then when he was 960 years old, the angel of death came to Adam and told him, are you ready to die? Because the angel of death takes permission from the Anbiya. Are you ready to die? Adam said, I still have 40 years to live. Allah told me that I'm going to live 1,000 years. I still have 40 years to live. The angel of death said, didn't you give 40 years of your life to your son Dawood? Adam denied. Adam denied. This hadith is sahih. Adam denied. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَجَحَدَ آدَمْ فَجَحَدَ الذُّرِّيَّةَ. Adam denied, so the children of Adam, they denied. وَنَسِيَ آدَمْ فَنَسِيَ الذُّرِّيَّةَ. And Adam forgot, and his children forget. وَأَخْطَأَ آدَمْ فَخَطِيَ الذُّرِّيَّةَ. And Adam made mistakes, and his children make mistakes. Adam forgot. See, sometimes we forget. And that is human nature. And it is said that the name insan, comes from nisyan. Insan in Arabic comes from nisyan, which is forgetting. It's a human nature. We forget. And when we forget, we reject. Adam denied that he gave 40 years because he forgot. He wasn't lying. We need to understand that. Adam forgot. Adam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Anbiya of Allah ma'asumun al-kadhib. They are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them infallible from falling in these sins. So Adam, he forgot that he gave this promise. Adam forgot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. This was a mistake from Adam. And this is the Nabi of Allah. Always in agreements that we have with each other and things that we say in our daily conversations, this thing happens again and again. I would say something today, you would come to me after a month and you would say, you promised me so and so. I tell you, no, I didn't. You accuse me of lying. I'm not lying, I forgot. I did not lie. We forget, and that happens, and give excuse for your brothers. Rasulullah says, find 70 excuses for your brother. No, we don't find any excuses. You're lying. I'm sure that I told you so. You are a liar, and you brand him as a liar for the rest of his life. Adam, and this is something big. This is something really big. I mean, you promised 40 years over your life. This is a big thing. Adam forgot. It's human nature. You could forget major things. And on small details, if somebody forgets, it's a big problem and a big deal. You know, let's use these stories to learn some akhlaq also, because we are in great need of akhlaq. You don't know al-ghayb. You don't know why the other person, maybe there was a miscommunication, maybe they didn't understand you, they forgot, they made a mistake, they misinterpreted. You can find easily, if you want, 70 excuses or more. If you want to. Adam then submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gave away his soul, and humans did not learn these things are new for them. So the angels descended and they washed Sayyidina Adam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam witran an odd number of times, and they dug the grave for Adam, the malaika. And they made it in the form of a lahd. And they buried Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The angels washed him and the angels buried him. This is our father, Adam alayhi salam. This is the end of his story. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us together with our father fi mustaqar rahmatah in Jannah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
To contact us or to order copies of this set, please feel free to visit our website at alfahm.com. That's alfahm.com. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.